All right, welcome to No Quarters, episode 20.
Hey, it's a motherfucking video game podcast.
Shona!
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And here we talk about video games once a month.
Yes.
We go over what we've been playing. Might throw a little news in there.
How we've been
but
playing.
Probably
it.
Not.
Actually, it's about every 28 days. We're the period of video game podcasting.
I prefer to think we're the exclamation point myself.
Oh,
but
I thought we were on
nice.
A lunar cycle.
What?
Thought we were on a lunar cycle.
Don't talk about cycles.
Don't you talk to me about cycles.
Unless they're...
Shut up.
Motor.
Anyway, games.
Video games.
We have all played games.
Yes.
And it's kind of nice. It's nice being in the year of game.
It is. The year of game is excellent.
Because none of us are like, oh, I don't have anything to talk about.
No.
We're all like, I got games.
Yeah, it's actually kind of weird because I feel like we might actually be talking longer about games because we kind of,
I know.
We've been playing games that we've actually dove headfirst into instead right. of like, oh, I tried this old game.
Mm. Yeah. And by the way, it is also still the winter of games.
Okay.
In the year of game.
Hmm.
When is the winter of games end?
When
the solstice
ends.
Oh, the solstice.
Solstice.
No,
game.
The solstice has passed.
At some point, there's discontent.
We'll have a... What's the other one?
I think BJ might have some
Equinox?
Discontent later on.
Sure,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome
the
to the weather...
Of games.
I think that already
happened. Astrology cast. So...
We are the 13th sign.
Yeah.
All
right.
All right. Video games.
Video games.
Video games.
All right. Who's played what?
I played Dead Space 2.
What?
Really?
That's a shocker.
I beat Dead Space 2.
I'm not at all surprised.
Yeah, I kind of marathoned the shit out of it on Sunday.
Okay.
I got started. I played, you know.
Some game.
Played the first couple nights. Tried to play it at night only. And then Sunday came and I was just like, you know what? I want to get this shit done. So I cranked it out. Cranked out like, basically I went from the beginning of Disc 2 all the way to the end of the game. That's another thing kind of surprised the hell out of me is opening it up and there's two discs in the case.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Too much content for one disc.
That would have happened on the PlayStation 3.
No, and apparently it didn't.
Oh.
But
too much content for one disc.
That Blu-ray,
it's
that 50
gigs.
Added
talking, right?
Yes, it's because it was a talkie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember the old CD-ROMs, like the old LucasArts game, they'd be like, this one's a talkie.
Right. Or when they re-released the old Sierra Classics with voice.
Yep.
Or...
It's a talkie.
Yeah.
No, but Dead Space 2, that's a talkie.
Yes. Yeah.
Your guy talks.
Why aren't you talkie about it?
Isaac did not talk in the first one. He talks in this one. But yeah, it's...
What does he say?
Fuck, shit, fuck, necromorph, fucks.
Really? Is that pretty much
kinda.
It?
Well, no, actually, like, when you hit the stomp button enough times, he'll go, motherfucker, as he's stomping the floor, and it's kind of awesome.
Okay. Just not hitting anything, just stomping the floor.
Sometimes when you're, if you do that, but usually you're stomping something
because
that's the thing. This is, I will say this. It's the perfect more of the same sequel. It's like, if you enjoy Dead Space,
the perfect more of the same Dead Space 2,
you are going to enjoy the hell out of Dead Space 2. And if you're one of those people who doesn't like games and didn't like Dead Space, then you're not going to like Dead Space 2 at all. Though if your complaint was, hey, all these people do is boss me around and tell me where to go while they sit back safe. They do a lot better with this one.
Okay.
Because they'll say, hey, I'm going to go here and do this. You need to go there and do that. And then we'll meet up here.
And then so, they release DLC content that lets you play that part.
Oh. Yeah, apparently they are doing that later.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that actually.
Yeah, there actually is a DLC with a different character. It's just coming out eventually.
It's the Half-Life model. You know, like, hey, there was this other story going along, so here's some... Here's an expansion pack that lets you play that.
But apparently they announced that like the day the game came out, that they're going to have single player content, but with somebody who is not Isaac Clarke. So, but yeah, but I mean, it's really awesome. So few games have this level of polish that this one does. That the sound is good.
It's the same game. Gosh.
It is, but man, the areas, so many new areas, and it's so good. I don't even know where to start saying how good it is, but they've made it. It's a lot more intense and it's a lot harder because there are a lot more enemies, but the gameplay is pretty much the same other than, hey, there's a lot more weapons and they kind of encourage you not to use the plasma cutter because it kind of sucks.
Oh,
they kind of nerfed it, you know, whereas in the first one, you could use the plasma cutter that you start out with the whole game. And
which I did.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, it's kind of like you could try that, but you are going to make the game a lot harder. Yeah, but there are 15 chapters, I think, and I finished it in just under 14 hours. And I take my time. There are other people who I know who finished it in like 8-9 hours.
Hmm.
But I poke around. I do stupid stuff.
Sure.
I run back to save points because I'm panicky like that. But yeah, if it's that's all I say. I mean, if you enjoyed Dead Space, you're going to enjoy the hell out of this one. There's only one sequence near the end that I didn't really enjoy, and it's at the very, very end, and it's only because it uses gameplay mechanics that I don't like. And I had a bit of trouble with it, but for, you know, 15 hours for one 45-minute span to piss me off isn't too bad, really.
That's not bad.
For me to love everything else.
Was it like a turret sequence or something just totally different from the rest of the game? I mean, I'm not fishing for spoilers. I'm just asking.
It's kind of a time sequence, but kind of not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't want to say anymore because I don't want to give anything away about it, but it's kind of... It's one of those sequences that forces you to keep moving.
Hmm. Or shit's blowing up, run.
Or it's where Isaac finds out that he's been dead the whole time.
What?
You just spoiled the whole game, man.
It's dead. It's the dead space. Yeah,
you're dead in space. One, I do like that they kind of just drop you in. They don't give you any sort of warning about it. It's just like the game starts and, oh, shit. Oh, shit, necromorphs everywhere. What am I doing here? And then they eventually kind of explain it as the game goes on. But, you know, it's just so many games you're used to little things poking through and things being broken and stuff. You know, things just being janky and not right. Whereas this one, everything, you know, there's nothing that pokes through and makes me go, oh, geez, why didn't they fix that?
Right.
You know, it's everything about it is so supremely polished. But
I don't think I have any of those on my list. Everything on my list is something that I kind of like in spite of its problems.
Yeah.
Like everything I have to talk
about. Yeah, this one, if my only complaint is one gameplay mechanic that I don't like, but a few other people I talked to that have finished the game didn't mind it at all.
Right.
They're like, oh, you're having trouble with that? And I'm like, fuck you, I'm having trouble with this shit.
Well, there's always something like that where it's like, shit, I did that on first try. And, and you wait two more chapters or levels and you're like, oh, damn it. And then everyone's like, I did that in first try.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing to me. I don't know if the game is just, if it has kind of like an AI director to it or what, but it always seems like when you encounter everything in a room, you're always left with just enough ammo to get through that. And then, you know, there's always the store or something that you know, crate you can open to get more ammo, but it seems like they time all their, you know, their big, hey, you're locked in this room and here's a bunch of things attacking you at once stuff. They kind of time it so well that it's like, oh God, I've got like 3 shots left, you know, and it's just enough to kill whatever's.
It's like the 10 attacking. Shots left at the turret guns in Aliens. Like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah. That sort of thing. It's such an intense, fun game, and it's just as good as the first one, if not better, because they fixed a few things. Like they make you move a little faster. The stores have a lot more weapons and armor and all that sort of shit. And
cool.
But I will say about Visceral Games, whoever their writers are, they have girlfriend issues. Like they have girlfriend trust issues.
And baby issues, apparently.
Yeah. And baby issues. Cause I mean, you think it like Dead Space 1, he was always trying to find his girlfriend. Dead Space 2, his girlfriend. Like they kind of make it pretty clear that he may have gone insane between Dead Space 1 and 2.
Okay.
And so his girlfriend keeps popping up and saying, why did you leave me? What the fuck's wrong with you? And I just kept thinking, wow, that sounds a lot like Beatrice in Dante's Inferno.
It always
so I don't all know. Comes back These to guys Dante's must Inferno. Have some serious trust issues with their girlfriends, or their girlfriends have serious trust issues with them. I don't know. It's just something I've noticed in the last 3 games they've done.
Hmm. Did they do anything before? Well, they were called something else.
They were called EA Redwood Shores, and they did like the Simpsons game, I believe. That's what's crazy is they went from the Simpsons game to Dead Space, and now they're Visceral Games.
Totally makes sense. I guess.
But yeah, there was no strategic dismemberment in the Simpsons game.
None that I recall.
No,
no,
I don't think so. Maybe in the itchy and scratchy stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's parts where I wanted to dismember things because it was so difficult.
Yeah, but it's so good. It's, if I can't imagine people having played only Dante's Inferno and not Dead Space.
Like me?
But, yeah. What? Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, this is a hell of a lot better than Dante's Inferno. I'm just
going to tell you that right now. What could be better than Dante's Inferno?
God of War
3.
How?
Yeah. Anyway.
I can play it on my Xbox.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, if you haven't played Dead Space and Dead Space 2, you need to play both of them.
Yeah, well, I guess you could probably pick up Dead Space 1 super cheap.
Yeah.
I think we value picked that 20, at some point.
20, that was like one of our first value picks ever, I think. Because it was $20 back then.
So at this point now, it is free.
Yeah. At this point, they just give it away.
You can just go into GameStop and take it and walk out. Tell them I sent
you. Well, you could, but they might tackle you once you hit the pavement.
That's cool. Just tell them I sent you.
All right. I'll do that. Yeah. So anyway.
For my free copy of Dead Space, according to the Beej on the No Quarters podcast.
So that's your Dead Space hour.
Yay.
That
didn't take too long.
Yeah. Oh, I do want to mention the last achievement in the game is hardcore mode, which involves playing the game on the hardest difficulty setting, and you only get 3 saves total and no checkpoints. So you've basically got a 15-hour game, and if you die, you go back to wherever you're either the beginning of the game was or your last save. So
I wonder how many guides there are out there that say this is the best place to save, you know?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I already know that they've
said... people arguing said point.
I already know that it gives you a checkpoint when you switch discs, so that's kind of like an extra save.
All right.
But yeah, but it's one of those crazy, insane achievements, kind of like 7-Day Survivor and Dead Rising, where it's like, hey, you got like 14 hours ahead of you, buddy.
Good luck.
I hope you're locked in.
Good luck.
I hope you don't die either.
Hope you brought your depends, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you guys can talk about games now.
Okay.
I'm done. That's all the games I gamed.
Well, I know how much you guys love hearing me talk about the Moes.
Did you play a Morg?
I do want to hear you talk about this one.
Okay, so semi on a whim, semi I kind of knew I was going to be getting this, but I played DC Universe Online.
Nerd. Big fed nerd.
So
comic books and Momorphagus.
You got it for the PlayStation 3?
I did, because I figured, number one, I have to see how a licensed superhero game works, because I have played City of Heroes, I've played Champions Online, and now this. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see what a proper license did for one of these games. Plus, I was like, you know, I've been dying to try a MMO-style game on a console. There's just not very many of them.
Yeah, and apparently Final Fantasy is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And Phantasy Star was awful way back in the day. Mm-hmm. But, anyway, so I just kind of on a whim just went after it came out because I meant to pre-order and never did. But
on
just,
a whim, I spent $60 on a game.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Come on.
I know.
That's what I do.
I know.
I can't.
That's what people do.
Not meeple.
So I just walked in, got it, and took it home. And, well, I guess I should complete the entire experience, because let me tell you, don't be prepared to play this game anytime soon after picking it up. Because, to be honest with you, I have no idea what's on the disc for the PS3. Because when you open it up, there's a disc, you put it in, and then you've got a code, and you put the disc in, and it basically launches, and then it goes, okay, give me your code, and then it proceeds to download about 13 gigs worth of stuff to your PS3.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Jesus!
So I think that's probably the game.
And over the PS3's network,
that had to take a day and a half. It's not so bad. They must use different servers than like their updates and crap.
Oh, really?
13? Yeah.
With my connection, it took me about 2 hours.
You have got to be kidding me. 13?
Yes, 13.
13 gigs.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Not you.
But I'm so glad they make it easy to install hard drives on the PS3.
Yeah, which is something else I did. But
yeah, I did too.
13. Okay. I can't get over that.
Okay, 13. Yeah.
That's a no, that you shouldn't be so blasé about it.
So that's why it was not on the 360.
Probably.
Because the original 360 hard drive, it would have filled it.
That, and it is a Sony online game, so they probably said no.
Oh.
13.
Okay. 13. Yeah.
I'm not getting over that anytime soon. 13
is a lot of gigs.
13 gigs of love won't treat you gently.
To make you download 13,
that's like 2 DVD. Gig. That's like Dead Space worth. Yeah. Dead Space 2, that's like a Dead Space 2 install.
God.
But you had, so you had to download all of it.
Yeah.
And it connected to the internet. It was not like installing from the disk.
No, I don't know. I think it even, yeah, no, there's no way it was coming from the disk.
Wow. So after 2 hours, did you play it?
Yeah, I think 2 to 3, because I think after then you go through the, hey, I'm patching, let me look and patch, and, you know, and then everything then is tiny patches, you know, 20 megs, 30 megs, blah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm. And just a reminder for all those of you out there in TV land, Harlow has a super speed connection
from the cable provider. Your results may vary, but I'm just saying, so that's
more than 2 hours, probably.
Just
at least
saying, there you go.
Does it not let you do anything else? Like, it doesn't let you go to PlayStation Home?
You
can't
do shit with that, no.
Okay. God.
Yes, you can't even have it running in the background.
Well, right? I did. I mean, I...
Oh, okay.
Because what I do is I've got a Harmony Universal Remote, which will, if I switch activities, will turn off whatever devices to go to the other one. So I have this trick. I cover the remote, hit activities, hit Xbox 360, walk up and manually switch the input on my stereo and went to my Xbox. So, yes, I fucked around on...
Oh, yeah, but yeah, you couldn't do anything on your PS3.
No, not on the PS3. No,
yeah. And see, that's why I can't get over this, because your console is fucking a brick for more than 2 hours for most people.
Yeah, well, I mean...
That's ridiculous. Well,
I hate to say it, but trying to put in any PS3 game that you haven't played in a while, and it wants to update, you're stuck,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but, yeah, but God, that's just heinous.
It's not much different than PC gaming. Like, go.
Yeah, but you can do other shit while your game is downloading updates.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do other shit with your PlayStation.
Read a book. Right. Yeah. You know.
People that play games don't read a book, but you can still
get up. You're not, they don't learn still, like, you to your
learn
couch.
A foreign language.
But still, what I think is ridiculous is
you've got enough time.
I understand
you,
your
you
point.
You buy this game, you take it home, you put it in, and for 2 hours.
Well, honestly, that, you can play this game. That's the new MMO experience.
That's dumb.
Whenever you get any MMO, that's what happens.
There's kind of a expectation.
Because it doesn't...
And that is dumb.
It doesn't matter what they put on the disc. There's always like a gig worth of updates at least.
Yeah.
But this one, for a brand new one to have 13 gigs, that's kind of insane.
I don't think there was anything on the disc. Maybe some assets. Maybe voice assets. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
but anyway, how's the actual game?
Yeah.
So 2 hours, then what happened? Take a deep breath, BJ. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
You don't have to play it.
Yeah, I know. Thank God.
I wasn't that bummed about it. I'm just, this is me doing a caveat thing, you know? It's just, there it is. But yeah, like I said, I think there's maybe a certain level of expectation when it comes to MMOs.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
What, that they're going to suck?
If that's not your thing, sure. Mm. Okay. So once you're actually in the game, the creator is not terrible, but it's not as feature rich as like Champions, your character creator. Champions, you can just do crazy shit. I mean, it's got face morph, you know, if you're super like, I know exactly what I want this guy to look like, you can pretty much do anything. I mean, Champions Online is like the copyright infringement creator, because you can just make and do anything with that system. There's a lot more varied powers in something like Champions. All that being said, I still like DC better than any of the other ones. It is far from a perfect game, but it as far as an MMO, it's pretty good, and it's completely different than how a lot of others play. It's much more action oriented. It's not so much button press, watch your guy do something, button press, watch your guy do something. You're actively doing, you're actively kind of doing combos and moving and blocking and, you know, dodging out of the way, and you can see when things are coming to you and run away, and it's not like you're locked in place, like almost doing like a, you know, what do they call that? Final Fantasy, the turn-based kind of battle shit. You know, you're not doing that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody, obviously. It's, you know, straight up, it's still an MMO, so you've got janky shit going on.
Mm-hmm. So are you playing with PC people at the same time?
Yes, it is one big happy world PC.
So it doesn't matter?
No.
You are logged in.
Yeah.
You used your Bluetooth keyboard to...
Yeah. Yeah. I grabbed a Bluetooth keyboard to occasionally chat. But honestly, once I realized that there's...
You don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, number one, I don't really necessarily want to talk to anybody. But you've got quick shortcuts for emotes and canned chat for simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go. Yes. No. Thank you. Bye.
What is dance bound to?
It's an emote.
Yeah. What's it like? Is that just X button?
No. It's like,
why not?
Left button, social dance.
Oh.
So I have a quick question in regards to the whole PC, PS3 interoperability.
All right.
Why the fuck do you have to download that? No, I'm kidding.
You son of a bitch.
No, since you have purchased the game, if you have a subscription and you have the game for PS3, you can't go to your PC and play the same account and character, correct?
I could if I had the game.
You'd have to purchase the game for $60.
But you'd have to pay another $60 bucks to get it.
$50 for the PC, but yes. Yeah, okay. I agree that I think that's a little bit of fail.
So they charge you a subscription fee. You've bought the game,
right?
But you can't take it to a different platform.
Right.
Even though they play together. Okay. That is a big fat fucking fail as well.
It's precedence wise. It's not, it's to be expected. I think, I mean,
I don't see, it's not something that should be expected, but you obviously have a very different sort of expectation for MMOs. Like,
he's played so many of them at this point.
I'm talking about other things. I mean, look at what's out there. I mean, let's think about up until the days of Steam. If a game was on a Mac and a PC, you didn't get both. I mean, some discs came with both installed on them.
Well, the connection to me is it's interoperable between both systems. You have a subscription that's valid for a game that you play regardless of your platform.
I'm not disagreeing that
they're a combined world.
I think if it had come out a little bit later and they'd heard the announcement about Portal 3's PlayStation 3 thing, where you buy the PlayStation 3 copy and you've got your PC and Mac copy for free. Mm-hmm. I think they may have changed that, you know, encourage people to buy the PS3 version and just download the PC client.
But see,
but that being said, I mean, there's not a lot of precedence for this. Blizzard's always been good about it.
Well,
Blizzard's always been good about giving you
none of these other games. Are you allowed to play on a console and on?
Yeah, there are. Final Fantasy, Fantasy Star.
But are you able to play in the same world together? The PC and the console?
So.
Because I don't.
I could be wrong.
I don't think I've heard of that happening anytime, but.
I don't. The only other time I can remember hearing anything that had the interoperability, blah, 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 whatever the word is, between them was Shadowrun on 360 and PC. And that was not an MMO. That was just like an action game.
Right.
I could be completely way off on that. I thought that Final Fantasy 13 was whatever you got it on. There it was.
Yeah.
Same world or whatever, but I never tried it. I was never interested in Final Fantasy, so.
I just think that you're paying a subscription fee.
Yeah. You know.
So, the big question.
Do you like it?
Did you beat it?
Oh. Yes and no.
Did you win?
I now have a max level character, which right now is level 30.
You've been playing a lot.
I played some.
So does that unlock Batman?
See the lying in your eyes.
So you don't get to play as Batman?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't pre-order.
Oh.
Batman was the pre-order bonus. And the thing is like the named characters, the only time you get to play them is there is a mode in there called Legends PvP. Mm-hmm. Where you go into a special arena, and I think there's only like four, five, maybe six of them.
Oh, and you just select a...
You select some canned heroes.
Okay.
Like they give you one to start with, like good guys, it's Robin, bad guys, villains, it's Harley Quinn. And then as you play, you can unlock other people.
Okay. So you actually can play as Batman.
Yes, but only pre-order. Like he's not unlockable unless you pre-ordered. Ever.
Oh my God.
You'll be able to get it for DLC, about a month.
But, announcing Batman only $17.
You leveled all the way up to 30. Like,
I did pretty quick
in a week.
Did you have to party up a lot with a lot of people to do that shit? Or
never once, except the only times I had help from other people were there are mini bosses, I guess you'd call them, running around the world in the outside world where everyone is. There will be what they call wanted missions where you'll just go in the police station. There'll be a wanted poster up and it'll be like, "Go kill Solomon Grundy," you know. Like kind of B-list people, Clayface, Solomon Grundy, people like that. And they'll kind of tell you the area to be in, and then they will just sort of randomly spawn. And generally speaking, the way I like this, because like things like that, if this were World of Warcraft, the first person who touched him or the party that touched him would get credit for the kill, no matter how many people jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
This, as long as you were contributed at all, like you could take one hit and then run the fuck off and you'd still get credit for taking them down.
As long as he dies and doesn't despawn.
It does evenly distribute loot. Like, you will get more loot if you did more damage.
Okay.
And more experience, too.
That makes sense.
But you'll still get the credit for beating the quest to take down so-and-so.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice. They worked on things like that pretty well. Yeah. The only other time I worked with people is there are other little instance...
Against Batman.
Missions where you go... Like, there's one where you go to the moon.
And you fight, go to the moon?
Yeah, you fight on this moon base. And it basically, you go in this queue, and it just looks and waits for enough people that want to do the same thing, and then just sticks you in a random party unless you already take a party with you. So, like, if you have four friends running around together, you can go do all these things without waiting, because it's like, we got four people ready to go, let's go.
Mm-hmm. So, did you do a lot of waiting? Like, I mean, like, trying to get into the game, was there a lot of queue? Were there a lot of queues?
I only had a login queue once, and it was only, like, 3 minutes. And that was, like, week one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think they added some servers and did some balancing, because that was, like, week one had some issues. Mm-hmm. There was actually a down, like, 6 hours where they were down. Something crashed in the authentication system.
Not good times.
Which just happened to be one of the days that week I tried to play. Mm-hmm.
So, of course.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty solid for MMO, and I'm surprised how well it actually works on the PS3. I think the control scheme is really good for that type of game. Mm-hmm. Because, honestly, this is DC Ultimate Alliance, the game. It's pretty damn close to that. It plays like that, just in a much, much bigger, fully fleshed out 3D world. And for an MMO, this game is fucking gorgeous. The environments are just phenomenal for an MMO. I mean, you traverse the city kind of like Crackdown. I mean, you've got, you know, you can go up, you can, you know, leap tall buildings, go, mm-hmm. you know, go here, go there, go wherever. And it's very cool. It's not perfect. It's far from perfect. I don't know if I'm going to continue playing. Mostly because at this point I feel like I'm just in that, I'm going to be in that rut of like, oh, go do this to get faction points or go get better armor, and then to just like be like, for what, you know,
go collect 5 bat tusks.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the kind of thing like I like to keep an eye on it. And if they go, okay, we've done this, or we bumped the level cap up, or mm-hmm. added this, it's something I could see jumping back into, but I don't know about any kind of ongoing monthly thing.
Question.
Okay.
Does Arkham Asylum look anything like Arkham Asylum in, the Batman other video game that we all raved about, Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, they borrow very, very heavily from the animated series. In fact, the voices are pretty much all the people from the animated series. Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill.
Okay, so
I thought Mark Hamill wasn't going to do it anymore.
Nope. He's got one more. Arkham City is his last time playing the Joker.
So Arkham Asylum in DC Universe Online looks like Arkham Asylum in Batman Arkham Asylum. Yes.
Pretty close. Okay. I mean, not exactly.
Okay. Just wondering.
I mean, you don't get to go there just traversing the city. It's one of the places you can go for a PvP match thing.
Really?
So do you go to multiple cities or is it just like one big city that you
There's fight Gotham in? And Metropolis, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. And then other places that are PvP related.
Do they have any other, like, cities in the DC universe that they could add on later?
Yeah, there's Star City. There's
I don't know shit about comic books.
I don't know shit about DC, so I'm right there with you.
I'm trying to think. I mean,
I know that
DC's kind of weird because like they'll talk about fictional cities like Metropolis, Gotham, and Star City, and then it's like they'll be like, oh, he's in Seattle. So it's like it's kind of weird because it like half lives in the real world, half fictional things.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, there's still other little areas that aren't major places that you just go around and do quests in. Like you can do PvP stuff in Smallville. You can go like the moon base. There's the
right. I just meant in like the comic world if they had any other big cities.
Yeah, but not anything super. I mean, there's Themyscira, which is the place where Wonder Woman's from, and Atlantis.
You go to
Aquaman's place.
You go to Krypton.
Yeah, well, okay. Except it doesn't exist.
They're gonna make a new
Krypton. So would you recommend it? Like only if you're a DC fan,
if you're a hardcore DC fan, there's a lot to like. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cool little tiny references to things.
Mm-hmm.
I like the setting in the time period that it seems to be playing in, where you've got, Dick Grayson, Nightwing running around and Tim Drake, Robin running around,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's kind of neat that it has all of those elements where it's not a locked into one time period DC world. It's just kind of
everything
you can possibly think of, you will probably hear about anyone that you care of.
You know, so eventually they'll have a crisis on Infinite Earth to fix all of it again.
Maybe. Right. So I don't know. It's not terrible. It's not great. It's just pretty fun. I mean, I honestly, it makes me long for just, they should have just given me a 4-player DC Ultimate Alliance kind of game. I mean, because I didn't necessarily need it to be MMO. There are cool moments I've had happen in the MMO-ness of it. Mm-hmm. Running around seeing other people's funky creations is fun.
Yeah that's...
That's fun in the MMO to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some really, like, some people went kind of all out to make some cool-looking shit.
Last question.
Oh, okay.
If you had it to do over again, would you get PC or PS3 version?
Ooh, that's tough. I wish I could touch the PC version because I don't know if they would make arbitrary things that feel like a console make you do them on a PC.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest gripe is that at a certain point, it makes no sense to pick up new powers because you only have a limited number of things you can release because of the shortcut system, holding down buttons and things. And at a certain point, it's like, well, I could pick this up, but then I'd have to figure out what I want to drop. And that's not the way an MMO should be. Like when I played WoW, I mean, I had like stupid bars just everywhere. Like,
yeah, like 1 through 10 and then shift did something.
Yeah. I mean, even before it was officially in the game, I had these stupid add-on things where it's like I had bars over the left, bars over the right, just everywhere, cause I had all kinds of shit I could do. But I don't know if they make it uniform on the PC where it's still like, no, you only have this many shortcut keys. I don't know. I have this sinking suspicion that if I were going to continue to play it ongoing, I'd might be more prone to do it on the PC just from the chatting standpoint, because now I'm really with the, like, I need to do shit with other people part. So,
Before that, it sounded like my kind of MMO. You don't have to do anything with anybody.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's,
you just show up and play.
That's kind of the fun bit about it. Yeah. I mean, I'd almost be half tempted if you wanted to take my copy and log into my account and you can make a new character.
I don't know if I want to download 13 gigs. Well, I may have a 500 gig drive in my PS3 now, but
Well, like I said, you set it and forget it. But you could always, if you want to try it for a month's worth. It's all you, buddy. I don't know how it's tied to your PS3 account or whatever. It might not be possible, but
probably not.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway. It's fun. I don't know if I'd recommend it right now because I don't know, I don't know what the staying power is. It's a market ripe with things trying to be Warcraft, and it's kind of sad that this one's
going to fail.
It's kind of sad that this one's not at all trying to be, and yet it might not. That might be its downfall too.
Yeah.
I like that it's something different, but.
But WoW just annihilates everything.
Yeah, sadly. With Cataclysm.
Yep. So, we got something else we all played.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We all played Magicka.
Magicka.
On Steam.
See?
On the personal computer gaming system.
Yes, we actually all were playing a PC game at the same time.
It's amazing what they can do with computers these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all had to go on Skype just so we could chat, because, dear sweet Jesus, Steam's chat client is atrocious.
Yeah, there's a beta now out that supposedly vastly improves voice quality.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You know, Steam chat is maybe a little bit better than Xbox. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But Skype is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Skype is so far ahead.
That was actually the first time I've ever used Skype.
Oh, Skype's practically almost as good as talking on a phone.
And it's better really, than talking on a phone. Really good. Yeah. I mean, I was impressed. But we had some issues with... I think everybody had issues with multiplayer logging in and everything with Magicka.
Yeah,
but
this little company's been working fast and furious, because I think that's patch number 2 or 3 that I've had.
Well, isn't it a pretty small team? It's only like 5 or 6 guys that put it all together.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's what Magicka is.
I feel
it's
bad for those guys.
Like, it's kind of like a cross between Diablo and kind of like Gauntlet and kind of, I'm trying to think what else. Because the spell system is completely unique.
Yeah, that's the ambitious and that's the main new draw. Thing.
It actually reminds me of a little phone game called Alchemy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There are versions for iPhone and Android, but you just combine elements together
and you combine elements, and then once you get elements combined, you combine them with something else, and on and on and so forth.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how the magic system in this game works. You've got five slots and eight different elements, quote unquote, that you can put into those slots at one time, and then you cast your spell either on yourself or on an enemy or on area of effect.
Yeah, so you're just keying them in with Q-W-E-R-A-S-D-F, and you have to do them fast.
Yeah, yeah. You generally have to do them pretty fast.
Yeah, because if you can imagine Diablo with all the stuff attacking you, but before you can attack anyone, you have to key in what your attack
right.
is. You know, what your spell is. It's pretty cool.
So it's like Typing of the Dead meets Diablo meets yeah, Gauntlet it is kinda meets actually. Alchemy.
Typing of the Dead, yeah.
Because I'm a terrible typist, so I was having a lot of trouble like doing... Yeah. You probably noticed I kept using the same spells over and over, because I was okay, I can hit SF and do this
I was doing the same thing. I'm a good typer, but you
have
in.
To. Yeah, you have to. You have to lock into something that works and then just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other... All of your spells will hit anybody and anything the game. So if you hit an enemy with a healing spell, it heals them. If you hit your friends with a hurting spell, it hurts them. It gets to be pretty chaotic.
And that's where the wackiness ensues.
Yeah, yes. We murdered each other quite a few times.
Now see, that's exactly what I find remarkably endearing about this game is the batshit crazy things that can happen.
It's pretty hilarious.
Well, I went away for a while, and then you guys were suddenly just like...
Or just murdering each other. Murdering.
Well, if you don't cast anything, he basically just puts this gust of wind out of his staff, like a failed spell, like...
And and it'll give a little push.
But you can charge it.
So you can push guys away.
You can charge it, just like any other spell. And if you send somebody flying just for fun.
Yeah, yeah, well, and you can also, like, cross your streams... Sort of like Ghostbusters, you know, but if you cross the wrong types of streams, it'll blow up. And I got blown off the world. I think
I set like landmines or something right near the edge of a cliff. And one of you wandered over and
something like that.
And all of a sudden I was on the phone talking, and all of a sudden you just blew up. And I saw your guy just fly off the screen.
He saw the curvature of the earth.
Yeah, exactly. God, that was the most fun.
Yeah.
And that's what I realized is like it's almost like the point of this game is not to beat it. The point of this game is to play it. You know, it doesn't really matter if you beat it. It's kind of like Diablo, except if loot didn't matter, which I know sounds weird to say, but
there's a little tiny bit of loot.
Pick up weapons and wizard staffs, but as soon as you die,
they drop them.
And if you forget to pick them up or you take too long, they're gone.
Well, in the single player game, if you die, it sets you back. And this is something that I would like to bitch about once we're done talking good things about it.
Okay.
But in the single player action, if you die, it just sends you back to the last checkpoint and you still have those weapons.
Right.
Which is pretty nice. But,
we had issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently everybody has.
Yeah. Well, what happened is Harlow started the game, and at first BJ and I tried to join it without having the game open already.
And that is a mistake.
And
right
it kept giving some kind of white box on the screen, and I couldn't click through to anything. And
it was supposed
to quit the game, come back in, and then search for Harlow's multiplayer game and join that.
Or if you're already that white box, I figured out was the password box to join the game.
Yeah.
But if you're already in the game and somebody sends you an invite, then you can click on the invite in Steam. This is, of course, we were all playing on Steam, by the way. Then you click on the invite, and it'll take you where you need to be. It'll take you to the game and pop up the password box, and you're good to go.
Yeah. But then once we got in the game, the first time is Vlad tells us what's going on. We have to walk down to the tutorial area, and then it would give us a black screen where you could move the mouse cursor around, but nothing else.
Right.
Well, Harlow could do whatever he wanted.
Is not meant to be played multiplayer.
Apparently not.
Mostly, I guess you're just supposed to run outside, get a checkpoint, and, you know, one person's supposed to skip the tutorial or whatever and get outside and then start a multiplayer game.
Have you heard that from somewhere else?
No, that seemed to be the case because I think we tried it twice and same results.
Yeah, I think it's just a bug.
It could be a bug. But I'm
pretty sure it's a bug.
But, I mean, if you think about it, it's like...
But it was a bug.
It probably should just skip the tutorial because that's something you should probably be doing by yourself anyway, I guess.
It was a bug that pissed me and BJ off.
Yeah.
Because
we had already had so many...
Fuck this game. There's no way I'm playing this.
Yeah. we'd already had the problems that we had, and I'd closed everything possible, and
it was
frustrating. But before you jump online and play multiplayer with friends, because I know you really want to out there in TV land, go ahead and at least play through the tutorial and dick around for a little while just to get used to how the game works and how it plays and some of the spells, because otherwise you'll be lost and it'll get frustrating because you don't know what the fuck to do.
I think that's the best suggestion, is try this game single player first. I think that's where you guys, the frustration level was, because it was, it's so kind of different. I mean, it's, there's not many games to compare it to in the mechanic system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
and Harlow, you're not a guy that likes to wait around. So, you know, like figuring stuff out. I was like, oh God, I can't figure anything out, and running up ahead. That was part of my frustration, but it's cool. We're all gravy now.
Yeah, I just knew there wasn't anything coming up. So standing one place is as good as standing another.
Yeah. But for $10.
Yeah.
It's a good fun game, but to me, it almost seemed like I wouldn't want to play it single player.
It's not bad single player.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy single player too.
I played through a couple levels, and
I just thought it was a lot more fun just doing that shit and then having just stupid funny stuff happen like it did.
Yeah, I don't know. You lose the chaos of it, which I think is another fun layer level to it. But I think when you're there and it's like it's just you versus the monsters, and you can just go nuts with area effect spells without worrying about killing someone else.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet.
That's pretty awesome. Because when you're not worried about like, oh shit, I might kill my friend, and you could just go like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of awesome.
There are a couple area of effect combos that I got together that just devastating.
Yeah.
But the thing that frustrates me the most about the single player is it puts you so far back. If you die, the checkpoints
are talking about where the boat crashes in, like when the goblins with the bombs jump out of the crashed boat. Because I saw that about 8 times until I figured out the secret. And I also figured out you could skip the canned chat. Like if you've seen a sequence before and they have a chatty part,
you can just hit space bar twice. Yeah. But it was that place and a couple others later on. It puts you what seems like miles back, and you have to trudge all the way back to the place you got stuck, and then you get killed again, and then you go all the way back.
I like that in the flying ship section, we were just like, we were killing everything, but we weren't sure if we were supposed to be doing something else to advance the game forward. Mm-hmm. So Harlow and I, we jumped from one ship to the other ship. You had died somehow, I think. And then,
I think you blew yourself off the side of the ship.
Yeah, you blasted yourself like off screen. We couldn't resurrect you for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So we jump onto another ship, and then we can't jump back onto the ship we were on.
Yeah, they kind of separated.
And that ship just starts scrolling off of the screen. And we're like, going, oh, no, wait.
Defeated.
Yep. They dropped us all the way back at the beginning.
Yep.
But it's one of those games that it's fun as long as you're prepared for janky stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, just weird things are going to happen, and you just have to live with it.
I hate to steal this because I don't remember where I read it, and I would give credit if I knew, but I read a lot about this game before I decided to plunk down and buy it. But I think this is the best, it took a lot of convincing to buy a $10 game, but I think the best comparison I heard was, if you think of it more like Garry's Mod than a game, the game is amazing. If you think of it as just like a weird sandbox, but instead of like clicking a button and there's a box of explosives.
Well, yeah. How long did we sit there on that cliffside just keying in stupid spells and throwing them around?
I've gone in and done stupid shit in Garry's Mod. I can't tell you how many times, just because it's like, you're like, okay, oh wait, that did that. Okay. Let me see if I add this to it and this to it, this to it. Holy shit. You know, and you're not even playing anything. You're just in an environment spawning shit from the Half-Life world.
Right.
You know, and that's, if you think of this game, if you want to call it that, like that, it's freaking amazing because the stupid crazy shit you can do with magic, and apparently there's even more later as you pick up spell books. There's other things you can come to find, but
and then there are a couple things which might expand the game universe for you guys if you go back to it anytime soon. You can combine, there are a couple sub elements that you can combine to combine some things to make, so you can make like steam out of fire and water, and then combine that with something else, because it shows up as its own little icon.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. It's just a shame that you can't, like, once you figure out steam, you can't just make it a button.
Right.
Which would be nice. But
Yeah, I know. I wanted your macro keyboard bad.
Yeah, Becky was bringing up a point that like how horribly you could cheat at this game by having a macro keyboard.
It wouldn't be. Would it be cheating
To be able to summon Meteor Storm?
Yeah, with like Meteor Storm instead of having to
hit. Like, you don't want to summon Meteor Storm.
Yeah, FDQ DFFQD.
Some crazy ass spell that you could summon with a one button click. You might want to summon Meteor Storm if you shield yourself.
You'd have to shield the fuck out of yourself for Meteor Storm, because it's a whole screen effect.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Oh
man.
Yeah, I had to figure.
I wish I'd been able to cast it.
I was so mad that I couldn't figure it out when we were playing that I just went online like, how the fuck do you cast Meteor Storm?
.com.
Yes.
Registered.
www. How do you fucking cast Meteor Storm? .com. / win.
Is that Windows or Victory?
Yes.
Both. Oh.
So I had to look it up, and I looked it up and cast it, and it hurt me. It hurt everything on the screen. It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. You
would have to have somebody.
If you're on our Steam friends list,
yes,
buy it. We'll play with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. You can have up to four people, I think, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's easier to buy when you're drunk. Just not that I would know from personal experience.
Or you totally would.
Or I totally would.
Or you're at work.
Or you're at work, yeah.
Or you're me and you buy it at work and then without even trying the damn demo, which there is.
Oh, yeah, there's a demo.
Or you're drunk at work and you buy
that's
it.
That's the thing.
Me.
If you're on the fence, just get the demo.
Damn demo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I think it's break time.
Okay.
That'll work.
Break enough.
Yeah, we talked for a bit.
Oh, also, I played Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I didn't like it that much.
You can save that for the second half.
That's pretty much all I have to say about it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, give us the 2-minute why, what you didn't like about it.
Oh, right now? I'll save that for the second half.
Oh, you bastard.
Cliffhanger.
What? Okay. I'm so confused now. All right.
I know. We'll be back.
Check that next season of No Quarters.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who shot Need for Speed Hot Pursuit?
To be continued. ..
Welcome back, No Quarter, second half.
Still a motherfucking video game podcast.
Still.
Yes.
So,
now,
BJ,
the moment you've
we
been
have
waiting
all
for,
been waiting for
seconds.
30 to 40 seconds, please.
Need for Speed Hot Pursuit is not the game I wanted. It's not the game I shouldn't have expected it to be the game that I wanted it to be, but it was just not that.
What did you want? Did you want another Burnout Paradise?
Or? I wanted... another Need for Speed Most Wanted,
okay.
Like the ancient Xbox 360 and other game
which
systems
is still
title.
Sitting on my shelf that you've loaned to me and I still haven't finished.
Yeah. I wanted it to be more like that. I had forgotten that Hot Pursuit plays a lot differently. It's an okay game. Most of the cars drive okay, but it just wasn't like, it didn't feel as satisfying to play or to drive the cars as something like Burnout Paradise or Need for Speed Most Wanted, even though, mm-hmm. I mean, the tech on that game is ages old. It just didn't feel like the cars drove right. The autolog thing was pretty cool. You know, there were things about it that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got a bunch of really cool cars. The autolog thing is cool. The fact that you've got, what do you call it? In the races, you've got like speed boosts and stuff like that.
And EMPs.
Yeah, and EMPs. That's a neat feature. I like that pretty well. But overall, I played about 10 races, maybe a dozen, and I just kind of put it down because I didn't like it. And I put Rock Band 3 in and played keyboards for a few hours. This was when I was house sitting for someone who had both of those games. So, I returned the copy that I had borrowed from Mackie, and I'm kind of done with it.
I don't need
to go back to
in.
It. It's something that I might go back to one day, just to see if there's anything else, anything more redeeming about it. But having driven you know, enough of the cars to get a feel for it and haven't played enough of the game modes to get a feel for it. I think the only thing I might go back for is the cop mode, pursuit mode, whatever they call it. But that's about it. Just okay. not terribly impressed. It looks pretty. Cars look good. Just not my thing.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed too.
So I really
because of my false expectations.
I thought that might click with you more than it clicked with me, but obviously not.
No, not this time. Maybe.
Now we just wait for the next Criterion racing game.
Pretty much.
Or you just go back to Burnout. And
I actually I did that shortly after I had come home. I don't know if we talked about Big Surf Island.
We did. We did.
But I played some more of that. I was actually waiting around hoping that Greencapped, of all people, would hop on and do some burning out with me. And I think I was waiting for you at 1.2, Mackie.
Yeah, but I was too obsessed with other games.
Nobody would play with me, so I played by myself, which is still incredibly satisfying in that game.
You played with yourself?
And it was satisfying.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It usually is.
You were thoroughly satisfied?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Burnout Paradise. The best.
You were in paradise.
The best anything ever.
Sweet.
Right.
So Harlow.
Should I give you the breach around?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to hop the table and punch you.
Harlow also played a game that he was just kind of meh about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The downloadable game Breach.
Yeah, Gamers with Cast hooked us up with a review copy.
A review copy. And
Breach.
Okay, so if you don't know, because I honestly didn't hear about this. I mean, apparently we got the code like the day it was available for download. Because I wasn't one that was on my radar or anything, and like next thing
I was asking Boston of TVGP because he reviewed it and he was kind of meh about it. I said, hey, give me the Twitter review. Yeah. And his response was kind of like, it's all right, play the demo.
Yeah.
which was not what I wanted to hear. And then I found out that it's multiplayer only, and I said, this is not my game.
Definitely not for you.
So I passed the code on to you.
I do like those kind of games. I mean, they're not, I go through phases and it's not what I'm into right now. I will latch onto some other FPS multiplayer game at some point because I've had my phases. I did the Counter-Strike. I did the 1942 for way too long. And
you did the COD 4.
Yeah. Then I COD 4'd it up for far too many hours. So, you know, it's like they come in waves and I latch onto one and play it to death.
Yeah. So this one's by the guys who were making 6 Days in Fallujah.
Right. And apparently they took some of the tech and blended it into this. Mm-hmm. But basically it's a watered down COD wannabe, basically. You know, you're not going to get as many maps. You're not going to get quite as many classes or perks or things like that. Not that there aren't those in there for leveling up, but sadly the game's just kind of janky. I mean, you know, you've got some kind of, I played it through a few times and jumped into a couple different games because I wanted to eliminate the fact that was this lag or was this the game itself?
Yeah, and that cleared itself up a little bit.
It did get better, you know,
just not much.
Yeah, it's
like, I was there, watching Harlow review this game.
Yeah, and it's, you know, one game was almost unplayable because, I mean, it was like you'd see somebody and you take a shot at them and you're aimed right at their head and then all of a sudden they kind of move 3 feet and you didn't hit them at all because, you know, you're dealing with
lag. I haven't seen that shit since Quake.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, jumpy.
It was pretty bad.
And that was, I think that was just that game, but the game still kind of has some hiccups. I think first and foremost is they're apparently, and I'm not the only one that has experienced this, but if you get a kill, there's just like there's a brief delay, almost like it's deep digging into the code to figure out how many XP you're supposed to get and pop that up on the screen. Like really? Ever so slightly of a, like just like a hiccup there. And that becomes a big issue if you have just encountered like two guys and maybe if you're good enough, you could take them both out. But you know, with that hiccup, you're kind of at a loss, you know, you're kind of standing there for a millisecond and the other guy's like, oh, boom, you know. So, yeah. But what I mean, I think the biggest thing about this is it's not really bringing anything new to the table that you couldn't get better polish on somewhere else. And that's the thing about games like this is it's like the WoW, you know, the WoW factor in the MMO world. You're going up against the 800-pound gorilla here. I mean, You've got people that are never going to stop.
Have something super unique.
Yeah. You're coming up against the Call of Duty of the year now, you know, but yeah, whichever mm-hmm. one it happens to be that people are, that's all they play. You know, yep. I have people on my friends list every time I turn on my Xbox that they're playing Black Ops.
I've got about half a dozen people that are like that on mine.
You're just not going to, you're not going to lure those people away by kind of half-assing a wannabe clone. What this claims to bring new to the table and, you know, could be interesting is that it's more destructible environment. Like you can just blast a wall to get to somebody.
Which is the problem pretty is cool. Everyone that wants that has Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
At least on 360.
Right.
Yeah. And I haven't experienced the Battlefield Bad Company. So the destructible environments were new to me and I thought they were pretty neat.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you can just destroy an entire building.
Right.
You know, it's kind of...
Yeah, in Battlefield, you mean?
Yeah, in Battlefield. Yeah.
This is more like, yeah, you
can
pretty much take out a building.
Just about everything can go.
I mean, you can definitely take out bridges and walkways that pretty much make them not usable for the rest of that session.
Yeah.
So you can kind of funnel your enemies into an area if you know the maps well enough. But
mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like, you know, you have to play these maps a lot to get to know them, because they're pretty big. Yeah. The ones, at least the ones that Harlow played, were pretty large.
So you really don't see like a community forming around.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is like, you know, when you come into this and, you know, and you're less than perfect, so to speak. I mean, maybe not bad, but you know, when you're going up against something that, while I think Black Ops is kind of the nail in my love of the Call of Duty series, you know, legacy, mm-hmm. it's still a hell of a polished game. I mean, they didn't half-ass that game at all. It's just chock full of polish.
Yeah, there's something, when you've got gigantic budgets and 2 years to make it, of course.
And a big-ass development team, sure.
Yeah, whereas this is like it's a unfair. Dozen guys probably.
And all they're doing is just reskinning the other Call of Duty anyway. Yeah.
Well, it's unfair to say. I mean, you know, this is this is comparing the independent film to, you know, Michael Bay's budget, you know, mm-hmm. thing, but... At the same time, it's like...
Still, yeah, but if you're making an independent film, you don't try and make Transformers.
Right. Yeah. That's just it. You know, it's like, it's one thing to go out and make Limbo or Braid or whatever, and something that can work on a five-man team or, you know, Magicka. I mean, look at that. That's fucking ambitious for an independent game. Yeah, that's about as ambitious as you want, but do something totally different. No one else has done that. Yeah. You know, it's not like the Magicka people said, hey, we got five people, let's make World of Warcraft.
Yeah. How much does this game cost retail?
It's 15 downloads. 15? Or 1,200 space dollars.
Yeah. I was wondering if maybe they're just trying to capture, like, I kind of like multiplayer FPS, but I don't want to go out and spend the coin on, you know, even Call of Duty 2 or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
I think you could probably get it for $20.
Yeah. But, you know.
And from what I've heard, like, Blacklight Tango Down is better anyway.
Yeah, I haven't tried
it. You can get that for the same amount of money.
Yeah, I wish I had something kind of good to say about this because it's not terrible.
It's not bad. It's just not
something I can recommend because it's like you're jumping into a pool that's already kind of become thinned anyway. You know, you don't necessarily want to. Yeah.
That's the problem with any game with putting the eggs in the multiplayer basket.
Yeah.
Is there have to be other people playing or that game is worthless to you in 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like have you tried Monday Night Combat lately?
Not lately. No,
I bought it in the sale and
there's nobody playing.
I haven't put it in cause I just haven't had a time to schedule it, but I'm kind of worried now cause at least Monday Night Combat had like an original premise
where
it was kind of like, it was a defense of the ancients, but it was also
kind of Team Fortress-y.
Team Fortress-y, which,
yeah, and that's the thing is like, because the Team Fortress community is dead on the Xbox, maybe this is taking the people that would like to play something like that can't, you know, mm-hmm. so maybe they've jumped to this and I don't know. I mean, you know, it's when you
like didn't seem like it was really all that populated and it's brand new. So,
yeah. And, you know, there's a couple of different game modes. They weren't doing much for me, probably because they don't explain it super well. I mean, there's a little bit of a menu.
That's another thing that I wanted to mention. Before we leave the topic, but continue.
Yeah, no, they have, like, I played one called Convoy, where basically it's, you know, I don't even remember what, I think they actually called them Black Ops and Op 4.
Yeah, that's what they did. Just to, what else are you going to call them?
Yeah.
You know?
Good guys versus bad guys, I guess. But,
yeah.
So, one has a convoy of, I think, two trucks and, like, mm-hmm. Humvee or something kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to get from a certain point in the map to another point in the map, and they can... There are obstacles that you have to get out of the trucks and set charges and blow up out of the road so it can continue on.
And you can also just run around. You
know? That sounds kind of like the minecart mode that they put in Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
So on this, the PC this, version at
so,
least.
You know,
but you don't actually have to like physically move. You don't have to go up to the trucks and move them yourself. They move by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get out and blow the obstacles up. And there's a couple spots in the truck you can jump in. Like one was a mounted machine gun. One was a grenade launcher thing, which was kind of cool.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, because you get to blow up the environment stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the people hiding behind them.
So that is pretty cool when you blow up a, you know, blow up a wall and the person behind it.
But, you know, they didn't explain exactly what you were doing, and it wasn't clearly defined where the end of it was or anything like that. It's all of a sudden, like, it hit a point, it was like, you win, or you lose. Or,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's one of the big failings of this game. Like, if I had to point out something that was really crippling about it from just watching it, it's the fact that they don't explain shit.
Yeah, there's a little tutorial thing in the menu that briefly explains the game modes that, hey, defend the truck from point A to point B.
Yeah, it's the same shit that you get in-game when when that mode starts. And they don't explain, there's some button differences between it and the rest of the FPSs on the planet. Yeah. And they don't explain them very well. It's just kind of...
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to set charges. Apparently, there's some class. I tried all the classes, and maybe it's a perk. I mean, I don't know. You know, they don't... It's not like... I want to say in the Call of Duties, you can look down the list of perks before you have them. So at least you can go like, oh, I can't wait to get to level 16 because I'm going to get this.
Yeah, if you go in the barracks, I believe is what
but
it's called.
But this, it's just all grayed out. You couldn't even scroll down to look at them to see what was coming up. I mean, I think you could, some of them you can see.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood
scope.
Does that too, where you don't, you know, you have to go online to find out what the hell.
Yeah. I think the attachments for the rifles you could see upcoming, but you couldn't see the perks, I don't think, at all.
And then, like, how long did it take you to figure out the grenade button? Or did you figure out the grenade button?
Know that I did. I mean,
you accidentally threw a couple smoke grenades. I don't know if they went off, and I don't even know if they were smoke grenades.
That's the thing. Is like
they looked like smoke grenades. But
I think I threw a grenade once, but I didn't even see an explosion. Like I don't know if it went off or what.
It was a dud.
Yeah,
it's a game feature.
But realism. Actually, here's my biggest beef about the game. It's like all that's fine, but
is this the level?
This is the level thing.
Okay, I think you're a whiny girl about this one, but go on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Let him speak.
Okay, just in having played the Call of Duties, at least enough in all of them to go up a few levels and unlock a perk or two, let's say in Call of Duty, you know, you've got one level 1 to level 50 is pretty much your standard thing, I think it is. Maybe 55, I don't know what the fuck they came up with.
But, prestige!
Yeah, and you play through two, three times of playing, you're probably going to gain a level, at least to level 2. I mean, it's like... It's not a big deal to go up to level 2, but I played at least 6 games, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even halfway through the first level, and 2 of those times I was the top person on the leaderboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Which should give
But most of the time your team lost also.
That's true, but you know.
So do you think they're trying to inflate the play time by...
It seemed like it. I mean, it's just like, I mean, that many times just to not get me to one level to, you know, I mean, I'm not saying like I need... And, you know, I don't need instant gratification breadcrumbs, but, I mean, good God. I mean, six times of playing through?
I think that's nothing? Just, you know, different system. You're used to being able to level up after three or four games, and it's not the way this game works.
I know. It's just... If you're going to invest that kind of... But that's the thing. Is like a game like this, I think if it wanted a strong point to go up against a Call of Duty would be... this is an Xbox Live Arcade game. This is kind of casual-y. You know, this is like, oh, I've got 10 minutes to kill. Let me play a round of Breach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to put a disc in. I can just, you know, go from the menu. Mm-hmm. I'm good to go. Let's go. So why would you make it like a life devotion kind of game where I've got to spend and invest a lot of time to get levels and new guns and everything? I just think...
Maybe you just weren't killing properly.
Well,
you got to kill with skill.
Yeah, you got to kill with skill. You didn't chain your combos.
Fine. I will stop there. I've stopped there because you made an artificial segue. Let's go.
Oh. yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, we all played. Did you play the Boltstorm demo?
I watched.
Okay, you've seen the Boltstorm demo. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a desire to play.
So I canceled my pre-order.
Dick tits.
I did. This game unpre-ordered itself. Dick tits.
Yeah. I what's shocking is I think I liked it more than you did, but I had other issues with it.
Okay.
With me, it seemed way too easy, and it seemed like I didn't really have control over what combos I was doing and what crazy shit was happening. Okay. It just felt like I was button mashing almost, and shit was just happening.
That's kind of the way it looked like it played.
To a certain extent, yes.
That's what it felt like to me, and it felt like I was invincible. It felt like they could not kill me. It didn't matter what I did.
I did die one time.
Really?
Yeah, but that's I came around a corner and kind of got stuck and was like trying to back up. I'm like, oh shit, I can't back up. And yeah, they all just swarmed
just
me.
Destroyed everything in my path.
But I was also like,
and maybe I think I saw the red blood splash on the screen once.
Yeah, but I was also like trying to do like the not do the same thing twice thing.
Yeah.
That time, you know, and
well, I was trying to do that too. I was like lassoing guys and throwing shit, and I don't know. It was just loud, crazy. Hey, here's shit. You did something. You don't even know what it is, but it doesn't matter because you're moving on to the next thing. And
repetitive.
And good job, fuckwad, dick rag, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cum stain.
Yeah. You know, it was just kind of, it was like too much. And like the whole narration in the beginning, I was like, guys, this is not how you do it.
Yeah, when we can call something gratuitous in the negative sense, you know, tone it down a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think you put it best, Harlow, is you said not a $60 game.
Yeah.
Maybe 30, I'd go for it. And chances are co-op is going to be fun, because I have seen videos of people that are like, one dude will lasso the dude and toss him near your friend, and then your friend kicks the dude and then lassos him, and then you're throwing the grenades at him, and
you get a ping pong.
Yeah. But I mean, you can like do all sorts of combo. Hey, let's, you know, kind of like almost sounds like kind of like Magicka, like where you just do some stupid shit and funny things happen.
That's probably
so
fair.
I could see the fun coming out of co-op,
but yeah, I might go 30 on it for that.
Yeah. But that's the thing is,
can I pre-order a used copy at GameStop? I wonder how
for
I could $55.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, I mean, I'd get it, but I don't know. Like single player, if there's a story, like I almost don't want the story. I want the option to play single player without the story, I think.
I don't think I even want to play single player. I think the multiplayer actually sounds like it would be fun. Yeah.
And I don't know if it was a good idea to give us a score attack mode as the demo.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a score attack mode.
A whole lot of attention.
It wasn't like
but it also kind of campaign mission. Seemed like it might be part of the mission, like part of the single player, but just like do this section of the single player and, you know. One of those kind of things.
I didn't even think the level design was that good, because there were parts where I was just like, well, where am I supposed to go now?
Yeah.
And there was no real way of it telling me
it's super
where to go.
Pretty.
It looks great. I mean, but how many games do you see? How many AAA games do you see that don't
honestly,
look good?
At this point, graphics don't matter to me.
Yeah.
Because even like,
You have to
really. Basically, everything looks good these days.
Yeah. Right.
Unless something's like really terrible, just about everything that's any A-list title is going to look really good.
Single A games.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Some triple B games look really good.
Double D games, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly played through two times of the score attack mode, walked to my computer, and canceled my pre-order.
Aww.
I mean, just that fast.
You don't get in the Gears 3 beta now.
No, and I thought about that. I was like, good, because it's just Gears Online beta.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be Horde mode, so.
Right. So
we
that's
need to
not
play
what,
some more of that
that's
Gears
not what
2
I
Horde mode,
like
by the way.
Gears at all. I don't care about multiplayer Gears at all, except for Horde mode, which is not necessarily multiplayer.
We need to schedule some Horde mode.
It's cooperative. It's cooperative Horde killing.
But it's just kind of funny, the tone of like that cutscene with the guy narrating everything to you. He's like, kick him in the nuts. You know, that just that sort of shit. And then we watch like the Duke Nukem Forever trailer.
How many times? A lot.
Watched it too many times.
A lot.
But that one, it's like, it's so interesting to see how much better they got the tone in that one. Because really, those are like the same type of stupid action games.
It's kind of like
stupid
an episode
action,
of,
cheesy one-liner games.
It's like an episode of Top Chef. These two teams were given the same ingredients. Over here, kinda. They made a fucking badass souffle. Over here, it's shitty gingerbread soggy cookies. That's Bulletstorm to Duke Nukem.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I mean, it helps that Duke Nukem, apparently the trailer was put together by Steve Gibson, who used to run Shaq News.
Right.
Who now works for Gearbox. So if anybody would know like what old school Duke fans want. It's someone who used to run a site that was reporting most of the main news on Duke.
Yeah.
Back when it first, you know, when Forever was first announced.
Plus, you know, everybody's already got the Duke Nukem thing. You know, everybody in the game world is cool with Duke Nukem. We know what he's about. And trying to, it would be like if Duke Nukem had never happened and they tried to introduce Duke Nukem Forever, you know, exactly as it's played without the, you know, 12 years, you know, without the references to the old game. That's what it would be like. I think if we didn't have a Duke Nukem 3D and the other side-scrolling games to wax nostalgic about.
You would think we'd be feeling about that trailer the same way we feel about Bulletstorm?
I kind of think so. Because we don't have any reference for Bulletstorm. Kind of. And I'm not saying totally. I'm not, you know, not at all. Because I never commit to anything 100%. But
except for that statement.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Actually, I don't really believe that statement. I never commit to anything 98% some of the time, maybe. But,
they don't see me shaking my head.
Right. But, I think there would be a similar reaction to the Duke Nukem
possibly
thing.
But that,
because it's really is kind of
but honestly, it
doesn't say dick tits.
But any trailer that has Prodigy's Invaders Must Die is going to get me to want to watch it. Yeah, like I said, I would watch fucking Eat Love Pray if Prodigy's Invaders Must Die had been in the trailer.
But this one,
just like the way they had the whole, you know, you want it, and just like that they flash on the screen and we're fucking bringing it.
Yes.
Was like, yes.
That's just it.
Yes.
It went in, and prior Duke history aside, it went in with full tongue in cheek. It's like, yes, we know this exists and it's crazy, and we also are fully aware that it's been gone for, you know, a long ass time.
Yeah, but you just said it right there. You know, it's been gone for a long ass time. We haven't, you know, if you hadn't had a Duke Nukem 3D to reference, then
that's what. But I mean, it was self aware though. That's the thing, is like, it's almost like that's where it fails. Is Duke Nukem is fully self aware of its ridiculousness, and it's like Bulletstorm kind of is, but then it's like, well, we're self-aware, but we're also fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's the douche factor. It is significantly higher in Bulletstorm, but
yeah,
I see a lot of similarities in the marketing between the two games.
It's just the difference. It's
not that makes Bulletstorm worth a fuck anyway.
I'm just saying, you know,
Bulletstorm needed a character holding a American flag Xbox controller at the end of it.
Yes,
that's really what they needed.
Yeah, I get that. That's pretty much what it is. Bulletstorm feels like a hipster being Duke Nukem. Like, hey,
I think it's more of a frat boy Duke Nukem.
Well, yeah, it's like I understand Duke Nukem is this, and I know why he's cool, and I'm just going to emulate it because it's ironic.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I see. Yeah. Yes,
I don't know. Either way, we'll
irony's sake.
Sure,
at least one of us will be getting Duke Nukem Forever when it comes.
I think we're all going to be.
I probably will. I have to beat two games by the time that comes out, though.
I mean, I don't understand this probably. These words coming out of your mouth don't make sense to me.
I think I'm
going to
pre-order this right now. I should do that.
Yeah.
I should pre-order it for PC.
But Bulletstorm,
also,
I think we're all going to wait until it's a value pick, and then
check
it out. Unless the reviews are just stellar.
Yeah, unless they come out and go, you know, that demo thing, that was the tip of the iceberg, or, you know, something.
That's the only hope it has for us.
IGN gave it 9.5 out of 10.
Okay, so somebody that we trust reviews gives it 9.5 out of 10.
GameSpot gave it 9.5 out of 10.
Whatever.
Previous.
Earl's Computer and Video Games gave it 9.5.
You want to talk some XBLA games?
Okay.
Last episode, you beat Limbo.
I did.
And what's funny is the night after that episode was recorded, I went out and beat Limbo, which took like an hour and a half.
Yes, it does. It's pretty quick.
Yeah. That game is really short.
Yep.
And it's a lot easier than Braid. There's probably only a couple puzzles at some point that I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then,
and it was only because of super, super precise timing, which is never my strong suit in games.
That's the thing, is like, even when I figured them out, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I need to do, and the controls are not allowing me to.
I gotta say, I agree with you completely that take away the style, and this is not anything we haven't played a dozen times already.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And that's, it's really disappointing in that regard, in that it's all style and they're the substance that's there. I mean, it's fun, but there really should have been about twice as much game there. You know, I hate to say, but, and even if it probably would have worn out its welcome a little bit by the end of it, I don't care. Cause you know what? An hour and a half for $10 is kind of
15 normally, right?
Yeah. 15 normally.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, yeah, I can't really recommend it to people unless they really, really love that style and want to play a game that looks like that.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, it's the fucking triumph of style. Like yeah. That game looks fucking incredible, but playing it is just kind of, meh.
Yeah.
You get the feeling that there's nothing new in there.
If we didn't like, you know, just occasionally bring it up, it honestly would have already like left my consciousness because
I had to look at my list of XBLA games that I had
played. We bring it up because we keep talking about independent games and that jumps to the top of a list because of how well it's done as an independent game. But, you know, it's like, otherwise it's just like, yeah, that happened. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. So, but then, you and I got together. We played Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
Yes.
We wanted some cooperative gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I watched some of that.
Sort of short. We were shooting for something we could probably finish in a day or two.
Yeah.
Because I think we were trying to beat the Dead Space window.
Yes.
Like, let's finish kind a game. Of. Yeah. Before this comes out, so.
Yeah. Which, that game's fun.
That game is fun as hell.
That game's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, puzzles that are just the right level of difficulty where it's like, huh, I wonder if, yeah, that does work, you know?
Yeah, like, that one was so much fun because you were finding solutions to stuff that I never even thought of. And then I was finding solutions to stuff where you're like, you just did that.
Yeah.
You know, that it's got that.
It's got enough pieces in your arsenal that you kind of forget about some of them until you need them. And then you go, oh yeah, I have this grappling hook or this can do this or. Yeah.
And I kept forgetting to catch you if you were falling with the grappling hook. You're like, you've got a grappling hook. I was like, ah, shit. But it reminded me very much of way back when with my friends where we would play like Sierra games. Kind of like at the same, you know, together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of us would be like, well, shit, what the hell am I supposed to do? And then we're like, why don't you try putting the gem in your mouth? And all of a sudden, oh, my God, it works. You know,
why don't you put the honey on the cat here?
Yeah. But, you know, all those little, like, they remind me very much of that experience.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious. Neither of us, I think, has played it single player yet. I mean, I only played it in that section with you. Yeah,
only the demo section.
In that session, I should say. Yeah. And we were cranking it out, and then we broke the game.
Woo! The winner is us.
Yeah. Somehow we both fell off a ledge.
We destroyed the world.
And died.
That was amazing. And I have video of it.
And then when we respawned, like, the ground didn't exist anymore.
No. But gravity did.
But gravity still did. And so we kept falling to our deaths over and over and over. And I kept trying to grapple up to anywhere I could get to. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while I'd get something.
But then all you could do was kind of swing.
And then all I could do was swing. Yeah, and
it was nice.
Then I would fall, and then it would respawn us. Mm-hmm. So eventually we had to exit to the dashboard because we just...
There was nothing
to do. We broke it. And so we said, you know what? Let's not play that anymore.
Right now.
And by that point, BJ had showed up, and T-Strel had showed up.
Yeah. I had showed up for the breaking of the game.
Yeah, because you got some video of us falling constantly. So then we were like, four-player game... Hey, you know what's awesome and you can't play online? Scott Pilgrim.
Spilgrim.
Versus the World. The game.
Local only.
The movie. The game.
Local flamethrower. Yeah.
Kids Scott love this Pilgrim one. Versus the World. The book. The movie. The game.
Yes.
Right? Something like that?
Sure.
Yeah, which I will say is based much more on the comic than the movie, having read the comic now.
Okay.
Yeah, like... There's a reason we're fighting at a party, in like a Halloween party near the end, because that's all in the book.
Okay.
But that game is fun.
It's pretty cool. I like it a lot. It's got a lot of charm, a lot of personality.
It's hard.
Yeah. And it is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun, but it's hard.
It got exponentially easier with four players, if not more chaotic.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they were really giving us more enemies than they do playing it by yourself or even with two people.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because... It just seemed easier, even though there was a lot of at times there was a lot of shit going on the screen at one time, and we were accidentally grabbing each other. Or,
yeah, because you can pick up your friends if they get knocked down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so all of us kept picking up the other person and bashing the bad guys with them. And then eventually I'd be like, BJ, why don't you throw me so I can have some fun again?
No. Yeah. Not allowed.
Yeah, but that... Yeah, we cranked through a ton of that
game. We played through the entire game almost.
Almost. We got to...
The twins?
Yeah, we got to the Katanyagi twins, which I think is level five or... Yeah, it's level
they're,
five, I think.
Yeah, they're the last boss before Gideon, if you know the story at all.
Yeah, and we beat them. Well, the first time, we're going through the party, and we have to walk out a door. We have to beat up a robot and then walk out a door. And none of us could get through the door. So we're all bashing everything. We screw around for like 5 minutes, just beating the shit out of each other until everyone's dead. And then none of us could get through the door. So we're like, shit. So we quit, go back to the main menu, resume the game, jump up to the beginning of the level, play through the level again. Oh, we get through the door. Now we're on the fire escape. We're going around. We get it. We get to the boss fight, which was shockingly easy on that level.
Yeah.
Beat the twins. Achievement unlocked.
For one person.
Screen locked. Screen's black, and it's just got the achievement notice on the bottom.
Yeah.
And the Xbox is completely frozen up at this point.
We killed two games in one night.
We had to shut down the Xbox and quit that game. And then we're like, at that point, it was like 1 a.m, and everyone's like, you know what? I think we're done here.
Fuck it. Yeah.
I think we've gotten all the fun we're going to get out of Scott Pilgrim.
The funny thing is playing it single player, I had the same thing happen to me, but at the very last level. I can only assume because it's a video game, you fight Gideon, the final boss, three times in three sort of incarnations. Because I'd beaten him twice, and things come in threes, especially in video games.
Yeah.
I can only imagine there was one more left, and it froze on me, hard froze. After the second time.
That's frustrating because you're having so much fun with that game.
Yeah.
We're also locked in and then dead.
Yeah, that's one thing I'll say. The DC Universe Online did that a couple times. The PlayStation's pretty good at hard-ass freezes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, nothing will make you not want to go back to a game more than a hard freeze and like having to shut it off and then having to boot the game back up and then knowing that you're going to have to play through that whole level again.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's why I haven't put Guardian of Light back in. I haven't put Scott Pilgrim back in because, both times we were just like, God, it just sucked the life out of us when that happened.
Yeah, it's not fun.
So. Yeah, it was a bummer. Yeah. But I still like the game. I thought they had patched it and fixed all that shit. Same with Lara Croft, but apparently not.
They fixed some of that shit.
Yeah.
Just not all of it.
Right. Whatever. They'll fix it.
Yeah, one thing I will say for Lara Croft, it kept separate. Is it Lara? Lara?
Lara Croft.
I like Lara.
There's no U in Lara.
Laura. Lara.
Laura.
Laura.
But I will say this. it created save files for both me and Harlow.
Yes.
For a co-op game.
Oh, nice. So you didn't have to...
it's not tied to just me or just him.
Pilgrim did that too. Because I could have played my level 14 Scott Pilgrim from my single player game in the multiplayer version.
Cool.
That's right.
But instead I leveled someone else up.
At least games are getting smart about that because there's nothing I hate more than doing a co-op session and then like, you beat it, but your friend can't join because
I like that.
It's on your save.
Could have bring the in save files any, on anyone the moon. I leveled up, I could have joined in with them and played through.
More games need to do that.
Good job on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yay, Spilgrim.
So... Only got a couple more.
Do you?
Well, we have one that we played actually before BJ got there and before we put Lara Croft in. Def Jam Rap Star.
Shit, yeah.
Def Jam Rap Star.
So,
a hop.
Quick backstory on why I have this.
Because you love rap.
Because
fucking Def Jam Rap Star.
I mean,
Def Jam threatened you.
You just look at me and you know.
But you are all about the rap. You are like Parappa.
You are a star of such a rap.
I am. And I'm deaf.
You are the Parappa of
rap. And I enjoy jam and jellies. But I enjoy jams more than jelly, personally.
Yeah, as a sequel to NBA Jam, I didn't think it was really... I don't know why they changed the gameplay up so much.
It was a bold choice. I'll give it that.
It was.
But anyway, so
EA Raps. It's in the song.
Actually, it's Konami. Up, up, down, down. But no, I already had mics, so I don't need mics. I didn't need the microphone mix package, you know, that comes with a mic.
Does it come with like blinged out mics?
I don't know.
God damn, I can look that
up. What was the mic you brought over then? Oh, that was the Beatles one you got.
Yeah, I've got two Rockman mics.
Okay, that's right.
But anyway, so I didn't need the mic thing, so I was just keeping my eye on the disc-only version to go on sale less than $60, because it's like, I wanted it, but I...
You didn't want to pay $60
for it. Exactly, I don't necessarily want it for $60. It's kind of a novelty thing. It's like kind of a weird party game. I'm not going to be sitting around rapping a lot by myself.
Bullshit.
Sure, I do it all the time, actually. But, so yeah, I saw it for $40 at the GameStop-o. And also happened to have a $20 card that I was like, fuck, it's GameStop. That's awesome, but it's still GameStop. So it's like, hey, here's a way I can burn through the entire card, not buy a used game and have leftover credit. Let's buy Def
Everybody
Jam.
Wins.
Let's buy Def Jam Rapstar for $20, basically.
Except GameStop.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I got it. And it's shockingly really well done for
a
karaoke rap game, basically.
Yeah, and we were
cool.
It's got a good set list, too.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest, there's one or two songs that are just outright awful, like newer things, like...
I hated that Lil Wayne song.
Yeah, Lil Wayne song.
I'm not a Lil Wayne fan anyway, but yeah, it's just like spouting gibberish.
Yeah,
so, I mean, someone who's more of a fan of Lil Wayne can explain to me his genius, but
sure.
I don't
get
it.
But
I can do Today Was a Good Day.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, and there was some...
Is that Boys in the Hood?
No.
God damn. Does it have Boys in the Hood DLC?
I don't know.
There was a lot of good DLC. There was Rapper's Delight was one of the DLC songs.
Of course.
And
that should have come with the game.
It should have.
It should have been on the disc. Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah, they're
got to get that.
They got a decent amount of DLC out there, and it shows the video in the background. So, I mean, it's basically SingStar, except...
Oh, so it shows the actual video.
Yeah,
it did.
Nice.
Even, like, all the skit intro bullshit. Like, Gin and Juice had the whole beginning part, and luckily it has a button to skip that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
still
cool
that they offered it.
It's like they did everything right.
Yeah.
You play it.
My only beef is that they felt the need. They were like, well, we'll sell it to more people if we make it rated T for teen.
Yeah.
Which is just, come on. I mean.
But it doesn't really penalize you, does it?
I don't think it penalizes.
I couldn't tell. I don't think it was. I know it didn't on Today Was a Good Day.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, basically the way they compromised is you're going to get the MTV edits of the songs with all. Swearing, most
which also rendered the Lil Wayne song completely nonsensical.
That was fucking stupid. I mean, it was like, and if you don't know the song, it's like,
yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that one's a bad choice for edited game, but yeah. So I mean, but you know, so you're gonna get all drug references, you're gonna get all swearing taken out, except for there was a couple of ones where I was like, oh, okay, they had that in there, but you know, some of it was kind of questionable. Maybe because different errors of songs, maybe they've decided, oh, okay, you can say this on TV, we don't care.
Def Jam Rapstar Mike is not pimp enough.
No.
Not at all.
But apparently, as we can tell, scoring-wise, you can say original lyrics if you know them, you know, so they don't seem to penalize you for that.
Hmm.
Either way. Sing right along.
Say motherfucker instead of monkey fighter.
Sure.
I cranked out a bunch of achievements on that, too, that day. Just sitting there, I cranked out, like, 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah.
You are an achieved master.
Well, I mean, like, for Gin and Juice, I mean, was it like rolling down the street, smoking? You know, that's how they do it for the MTV version.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, instead of saying smoking endo, but yeah, so you can, either way.
Yeah.
It seems to score endo okay.
Endo ain't even a real thing.
It's nice. It's more like the outdo. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's pretty fun.
It's
pretty
got
well
a good
done.
Set list, but you have to be a rap fan.
Yes.
Because,
well, obviously. Yeah,
but you cannot. Like, you have to know these songs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do well, you have to know the songs. It's not like Rock Band where you can... And
yeah, no, because
you actually have, like, pitch?
No.
You don't have pitch?
There are songs like Gold Digger if you're doing the Jamie Foxx part.
Yeah.
Yes.
If there's singy bits, yes,
you okay.
do. And there are singy bits like... He's Just a Friend.
Yeah, Just a Friend.
Marquee.
Yeah, when he breaks into the...
Baby,
you know, it actually
it has
switches
the
into pitch mode.
Okay. But it's basically... You have to get the cadence right and the timing right.
Okay.
And so the words. Like,
And the words, because it does detect when you're saying the words correctly or
so
not.
So it's kind of like the talky parts of the Rock Band
game. Yeah, but better. But much better.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to steal away the programmer from this for Rock Band and do it right. Like, actually detect the talky parts properly instead of just like, oh, he made noise here.
Oh, I got you.
Because that's all Rock Band does. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, you can robot voice, you can say anything else that as long as it's...
Now, that's kind of part of the charm of Rock Band. I don't know if I want them to mess that up too much.
But, yeah. I mean, if you're playing in all pro mode, because they need to do something for vocals to be pro mode, you know.
Instead of just harmonies.
Yeah.
But what they actually do
is they lock you into a 7-year, 12-album contract. Yeah,
but if you do not know the songs, you are screwed in Def Jam.
Yeah, there's a couple songs I was like, newer songs I didn't know at all. I'm like, okay.
Well, shit, I mean, try to rap along in your car if you don't know a song. You're fucked.
Yeah, but you can make videos.
Yes.
Can you?
We made videos, and it recognized the Kinect. Yeah, it recognized the Kinect as a video camera, which a lot of games need to patch that in, because, like, Burnout Paradise still wants the old Vision camera. It won't recognize the Kinect and use it as a camera.
Patch 9.
Yeah, but we don't want to see you in your boxers giving the finger anyway.
No, you can see that on Def Jam Rapstar.
And you can put stickers and lighting effects. And,
like the blingy stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Transparencies.
Yeah, we had fish that were jumping out in the corners.
Yeah, like tattoo parlor fish colors.
We had an eagle that flew in and faded in.
And a junkyard dog.
And then we had a junkyard dog that was on its back. So he was like a dead junkyard dog.
Over in the corner.
He was sitting there between me and Harlow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And
Can we put this in and play it 10 minutes later after posting it?
I got a friend request from some guy in England after I posted the video.
Where did you post the video? Just
Def Jam Rapstar. You get an achievement for posting the video. And I named it, of course, Greatest of All Time.
Because obviously that's me rapping the beginning of Gin and Juice or whatever the hell it was.
No, it was you doing the beginning of Gold Digger.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So you're doing awesome.
You got my money.
Yes, thank you.
And that was all they had.
I was summoning my inner Jamie Foxx, summoning his inner Ray Charles.
That is awesome. And you actually got a friend request. Somebody watched your video.
I was so busy, I didn't accept it, and then it vanished on me. Oh, so man. I don't remember who it was.
So if you're out there, dude from England, we're sorry.
I should have accepted it just to see him be like, you guys are assholes, man.
That was terrible. That was the worst of all time.
I thought your Def Jam rap star, I thought your video was pretty good.
You were indeed the greatest of all time.
Cheers, by the way, Ata. He wouldn't say thanks. I was just trying to complete your, you know.
Fuck you.
All right.
Yeah, it was not off. Tobias, because Tobias is already on my friend list.
Tobias sounds bugger more like this.
Okay, never mind. Ata.
It don't sound like Jamie Foxx at all.
No.
Yeah. Def Jam Rapstar. You can have some fun with Def Jam Rapstar.
And fun achievements, too. Come on. If you solo a Kanye West song, you get an achievement called Genius Voice of a Generation.
Super.
Yeah. That's
good.
They had some fun with it.
Can they change that to just erase Kanye West from the entire universe?
No.
He's got two songs in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Not buying it.
All right, then.
Never playing it. It's dead to me.
Okay.
It's too bad. You're missing out.
Mm-hmm. What do you have against Kanye?
God, I don't have time.
Yeah. But good variety. Get some cool 80s, 90s, 2000s.
80s, 90s, and 2000s on WDJR. Def Jam Rapstar Radio.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
Just what it sounded like, one of those little radio
It did,
bumpers.
Actually.
Okay.
So, do we have anything else?
I
have
list.
One thing left.
Okay.
No, you don't.
But I want to see if you guys have anything else left.
I very quickly, I don't know. I played the Strong Bad Telltale game a little bit. It's been on my damn Steam list forever. And
on PC?
Yeah. And honestly, I've...
You play stuff.
Other than Poker Night in the Inventory, I'd never really played any Telltale adventure games, and I kind of was feeling a little bad about that.
Is Poker Night at the Inventory really a Telltale adventure game?
Well, no, I'm just saying, other than Telltale, that's the only Telltale game I'd played. Oh, okay. I've played their bread and butter.
I played
games.
Like the first season, Sam and Max.
Okay. See, I never played Sam and Max the old one.
What?
Yeah, I know.
My God. I lost the disc and I'm so mad. I cannot find that disc anywhere. I think somebody stole it from me, actually.
Hmm.
It
was me. That sounds like a job for Sam and Max. They're detectives.
Yes.
Yeah, we know. We were just trying to ignore the joke.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway.
I've played some of that. It runs janky on my machine.
Yeah.
Or not the
like,
strong
like
bad,
Sam
but
and
Poker
Max
Night.
was pretty much like a point and click. But Tales of Monkey Island had like a weird control where you'd have to rotate your guy. Like you'd have to click on him and then rotate him. It was weird.
Strong Bad's not like that at all.
Is it just a point and click?
Yeah. Click walk over here. Click and walk over there.
So it's much more like Sam and Max then.
Yeah. It's fun playing the adventure stuff because, I mean, you know, it kind of sparked that nostalgia of playing old adventure games where, you know, you go over here and it's like, okay, you got a hedge trimmer, and you know, and you realize you've been walking through the world seeing all these unkempt hedges, and you're like, it's on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there's like,
I'm going to trim all the motherfucking hedges. Yeah.
So, of course, Strong Bad goes around and does awesome things to hedges, you know.
Yeah. Telltale, I'm glad to see somebody still doing that style of game.
Yeah. And I mean,
and that they're making episodic games work.
Yeah. And that's, It was a lot longer than I was expecting it. I mean, I really, when it was broken up to five episodes, I'm like, okay, this is probably going to take me an hour. I'll just burn through this. And next thing you know, I look up, it's like, it's two and a half hours later. I'm like, shit, I'm not even done with this one.
Well, so, that's a good thing.
So I've got more to go, but it's fun. And, you know, I love the Strong Bad universe. So, or the Homestar Runner universe. He's just taken over.
Yeah. Anyway. Is the cheat in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can actually, when you walk down the basement, he's just standing there watching the laundry go, and you can click on him, and Strong Bad will walk over, open up the dryer, kick him in there, and then close it.
Nice.
And then you can walk back upstairs and do it again.
Sweet.
Yeah. He's not very nice to the cheat.
The only other thing that I managed to do of any importance was finally finish, I didn't finish all the achievements, but I finished the story of Claptrap's Robot Revolution.
Borderlands! Speedrun!
Where have you been, Borderlands?
Hiding. But no, I still want to play more of that game. And I only did play through one, which means everything was ferociously easy. So I need to play playthrough two because I like when Borderlands is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got the difficult to get collection achievements remaining, and that's about it. And I will
apparently
once again,
are an issue for most people.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to farm the shit out of them in order to get them.
Yeah, and I've gone on basically what I've been doing is every time I have a chance to sit down and play some Borderlands, I'll run through and play an hour's worth, and I'll find two or three of something something rare. But I haven't popped any achievements yet. So, yeah, it seems to be more frequent than other people are reporting, for me at least.
I'm thinking they must have patched it recently.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played it since it came out.
Yeah. I still, it's not very often for as many those little fuckers that I kill. But, I like playing in that world and, experiencing those things. So, I don't mind grinding it a little bit. I mean, how many times did we...
Yeah, we've done Cromerax more than enough times.
Yeah, so, but yeah, that's about it. I think that's about the end of my games playing for this month.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else I played.
Only other thing I have to mention is just finally took the plunge and got something I've been keeping my eye on for the while is the GP2X systems. I don't know if anyone out there has ever heard of them, but they're basically little Linux handhelds that have been around for years in various iterations. And
the return of the neckbeard to no quarters.
Yeah, and it's a Linux-based little Game Boy-looking thing that's free to run any emulators. It's got just enough power to run arcade games up to about, probably right about NBA Jam time, before it doesn't have enough hardware to run it, but throw on your NES emulators.
For those crazy Capcom games.
Anybody that's
likes
old shit knows about emulators and ROMs and
Super
things like
Mario 3 looked really good on it.
Yeah.
Well, helps.
You're also playing the SNES version, right?
No, I was playing the NES version.
Okay.
And it looked really sharp.
Yeah, that did look good.
No, you need to play the SNES version from All-Stars because it's even more cleaned up,
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's good stuff. It's the Wiz. It's the last gen. There's a new one called the Canoe, but not like the boat. It's like C-A-N-O-O. But
which is almost like the boat, actually.
Canoe.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's a slightly newer iteration, which I guess made this one finally go on sale. I kind of like the design on this one a little bit better.
How much did it set you back?
I don't know if it's an ongoing price, but I got it for $100. So you can.
That's pretty good.
And it's actually a quality built little thing.
And it uses a little SD card, right?
Yeah.
To load everything.
I bought a $20 8 gig SD card. That's more than enough to load. Hours
every
upon hours
ever.
Of, yeah. Well, at least, all the console ones. When you get into arcade, it might not hold them all, but I can get the highlights on there. And, battery's pretty decent life on it and everything, and super easy to load up. I mean, when you plug it in your computer, it just becomes a mass storage device, so you just drag over the programs, which are free, and you're, of course, legally obtained ROMs that you've collected over the years from,
of course,
from the games that you've
backups,
owned.
Yeah.
Backups so, of your carts.
Yeah, and then you just put them on there and go to town. And it can do other things, but that are important to what
carts.
We talk about. Maybe, like, you can watch videos and play music on, but it's like,
that screen's too tiny for that.
Yeah, like, we need one more thing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the screen's about the size of an iPod Classic screen, I'd say.
And apparently you can somehow put Flash games on it. Like, I guess.
That's what it looked like.
If you can capture a Flash game somehow.
Yeah, you can download it. You can save SWFs.
I guess the question is how, like, you would do mouse clicking with it.
It's a touch screen.
It's a touch screen with a stylus.
That's a touch screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Not like touch, but
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can run Scum on it, so you could run... I could play Sam & Max on it.
I need to order one of those suckers.
Yeah, so you can...
That's a pretty sweet little game system.
They built a Scum emulator, and...
That's kind of awesome.
There's actually one of the built-in tower defense games that's, like, stupidly cute and fun.
Huh.
Oh, I just mean it has, like, little cute noises, like, when the things come out, they're like...
Pew, 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 pew. Nice.
I love you, Harlow.
Yes. That's exactly what it
tells you how much it loves you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please play me. I love you.
Why are you turning me? Oh.
Neck beer.
All right. So I only got one more thing
to
talk about. Because before I could play Dead Space, I had to finish another game.
Which game?
Assassin's Creed 2.
Not a surprise at all.
Did everything there is to do in that game.
Awesome. 100%
including the DLC.
Good for you.
Like, well, 100% achievements, 100% everything else.
You
like,
are insane.
Like the DNA bar full. Like, every mission that there is in the game, I did. Everything there is to collect, I collected.
You need another hobby.
You know what my new hobby is?
Guns.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah. You need another hobby that's not related to Assassin's Creed or completing video games.
I know Harlow was a bit down on the ending of Assassin's Creed 2.
Not down.
Well, no, not down, but you were just kind of like, what? And I don't know. I kind of really... liked the little twists that they threw in there and the way that
we're gonna have to talk about this not on the air, but
basically the fourth wall breaking I really liked.
Okay.
I thought it was very cool the way they did it, and basically Desmond at the very very end just literally just saying what the fuck and then the credits roll. Like that was incredible.
There's your spoiler, kids, but yeah, I made that joke. I was quite happy that they ended the game basically with that, which was my exact words at the end of Assassin's Creed 1.
Yeah. Yep. So I jumped into Brotherhood, been playing that.
I like to think that they were thinking of me when they
did this. They probably were. I mean, probably a lot of people like that.
What the fuck was that ending?
Yeah. But Brotherhood is more of the same, but with just more stuff. You know, I mean, it's such a direct continuation, but man, they really improved the lighting and the texturing. And you notice it going straight from 2 to Brotherhood, how much better it looks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I enjoyed the stuff with Desmond in the present day, or well, in the near future.
Yeah, it was surprisingly fun.
Yeah, and I just love, like, going to the same area that's completely changed like that. Like, where you go to, you're in your villa in the modern day, you know, the villa that you were in all throughout Assassin's Creed 2 in the 1400s. You know, it's pretty cool to be running around that in the modern day with, like, cars parked outside the buildings. And, you know, that's a really cool touch. But Brotherhood, man, there's some stuff that bugs me about it.
Okay.
It's like, it feels like a slightly different team, and it feels...
It's because it is.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it feels like they've taken a step back. They took a step forward in certain areas. Like, the combat, I think, is a lot better in this one. But they took a step back in that there's a lot more of the canned repetitive stuff that they hid much better in 2. Things may have repeated, but they were so spread out you might not have noticed. Whereas this one, when you start recruiting assassins, he's always going to tell them, the liberation of Roma has begun, and it's going to play the same animation, and they're going to say one of three responses.
What about knighting them or whatever, turning them into proper assassins? Yep. That was the worst.
Yeah. Like you said, get used to that room.
Yep.
Yeah,
right. I didn't want to spoil it, but yeah, I just had to laugh when you were walking around that room and you're like, what's in here? And I'm like, you'll see about 9 times.
Yeah. I mean that. So it's kind of like they did so much stuff better and then they did so much stuff. And I still hate the arbitrary walls that they throw up that keep you from going in an area just because they just didn't feel like unlocking it for you yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm in, I think, sequence 6 now. So I'm getting close to the end. But I'm like, they're like, oh, here's a Borgia Tower on your map. But as soon as you try and run there, you get the big white wall of desynchronization. And
right.
I don't know. That stuff just frustrates me.
I thought you said you... No, you haven't beaten it. Okay.
I haven't beaten Brotherhood yet.
I thought you had. Okay.
No, I'm getting close. But I'm not even there's no way I'm 100%ing this one. Like with all the synchronization bonus stuff, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, well, I mean, really? Because I'm pretty
close. I got a lot of them, but I don't know. I don't really feel like trying to replay so many of those just to get.
Yeah. I thought you were talking achievement-wise, because achievement-wise, other than the multiplayer stuff, it's not that difficult to do. It's probably easier.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do all that stuff just because I'm kind of on the streak now. But I want to play more multiplayer.
I'm game.
You were there for that one session where I stabbed that chick in the top of the head.
So good.
I had some awesome kills, but it also showed some of the janky stuff that happens when people just decide to play like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Where sometimes you can take advantage of it because they'll run right into you. But other times your person you're hunting is hiding on top of a building and you have no choice but to go up there. So of course that gives you away.
Yeah.
At least when you play like I do, where I always try and blend in with the crowds. So,
no.
But yeah, we're definitely going to have to play. The only issue I'm seeing now is if there's somebody a super high level, they're always going to win because they have the perks that you don't. So it's one of those cases where
welcome to multiplayer.
Yeah. Age. Well, it's one of those things where you just have to accept I'm not going to be the number one this game. I'm going to be number three or four if I'm lucky, but there's just no way I'm beating the guy who can break any sort of advantage you have.
Yeah.
You know,
that's one of my biggest beefs about multiplayer gaming is giving people that live on the game too much of an advantage. It's like they already have an advantage in that they play this game too damn much and they're already probably better at it because of playing it so much.
Yeah. But so. I that's a game that's going to be a much more fun when you're playing with a group that you know.
Yeah. I'm game.
Yeah.
I'm game for game.
So.
I still have to get over Assassin's Creed 1.
Get over it?
Are you going to?
Like finish it?
Yeah. Like get more than halfway done with it, maybe.
Just power through it as fast as you humanly can.
You could power through it or you could just borrow two from me and just skip
just
it.
Skip it.
Because I mean,
maybe I should just watch the cutscenes on YouTube or something.
Yeah, and I can explain all of Assassin's Creed 1. He can probably do it better because he's playing it sooner. But yeah, we can explain Assassin's Creed 1 in a nutshell and you can move on.
Yeah, I mean, and remember, I'm the guy who was like, no, you should play through it so that you can play through the whole thing and get the story. You know what? I'm telling you now, you can skip Assassin's Creed 1. If you don't care about achievements, you can skip that shit.
Yeah.
And go straight to 2 because 2
I just have a hard time putting it in.
Damn, after playing Brotherhood, boring. 2 is still 2 the best game in the series.
So good.
Brotherhood's good, but 2 is like so
what's funny is I liked it up until the second assassination mission being exactly like the first one. And I mean,
listen to me,
the person I want to do this eight more times.
Hates Assassin's Creed 1 and I'm saying I love Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood. It still boggles my mind that I can flip-flop that big, you know, when I was like, fuck Assassin's Creed!
Yeah.
But all right.
Anyway, I'm done with those.
Yeah.
Let's never speak of them again. End of
the speed round.
Never speak of those games again.
No, we'll speak of them again.
We've talked a lot of Assassin's Creed like the last couple episodes. Yeah,
so we're gonna put the speed round, put the speed round rule on Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So is it?
I love that rule, by the way. I think that's genius. We are geniuses
when we repeat topics too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. All right. So is it value pick time?
Sure.
Do we have you think we have a unanimous value pick this time?
If yours is what I think mine was going to be, for sure.
Well, why don't you guys give us your value picks?
I'm very obviously saying Magicka.
Yeah, Magicka.
I love that shit. So
it's definitely worth $10.
Yeah, for $10, definitely.
So make that the unanimous value pick, first ever.
Yep. And you know what? Look us up.
And we'll play with Steam.
We will inadvertently blow your shit up. Repeatedly.
Yeah. No, our tags are on the noquarters.net site.
We will just try to heal you and blow you off the map.
Just go in the about section and add us on Steam. Send us a message. Say, hey, I know you guys. You guys talk shit about video games.
Yes. I have a lot of friends, like you know, a lot of room on my friends list to fill up on my 360.
Is there even a limit on Steam?
No,
or can you just have as many friends as the universe will allow?
I think you can.
Sweet.
But my Xbox Live friends list is wide open, so games.
Sounds a little desperate, but I'll take it.
No, I'm just saying, you know, because we actually haven't talked about
we're not those people. Like, you know, some places are like, fuck you, we're famous, like, don't friend us.
Yeah, some people announce via Twitter when they're, you know, when they've made some room on their Xbox Live friends list.
Yeah, we totally do that.
But we don't, you know, We need friends.
Yeah.
No, we're not that desperate.
I actually have some people I could clear off because I've got actual in like real life friends that I added that apparently don't ever turn on their Xbox. Like I've got people that just always say offline.
Yeah.
Because
they haven't been on long enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Long ass time. So I could, whatever. Fuck them.
Yeah. I got plenty of room, so I don't worry about it.
I had people that were off for a month. So that's, if you're off for more than a month,
unless you're deployed overseas or something.
Yeah. Like or that. You're red ringed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way.
Anyway, whatever.
If you're Red Ring, just borrow an Xbox from Arlo.
I'm going to bitch about that real quick.
Have you cashed yours in yet?
Here's the deal. I don't know why I did this. I don't know what I was thinking. It was a dumb move, and I'm going to admit that before you give me shit about it. So don't give me shit, because I've already given myself enough shit. But I said, send me a label, right, instead of printing one out myself.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought that would be a hassle. I thought, you know, it'd be a couple days, I'd get the label in the mail.
Print?
Yeah, a complicated printer situation. But it's not as complicated as I still haven't gotten a fucking label yet.
Oh, you might need to request another label.
Yeah, son. I think I'm going to have to just print the fucking thing off and just be done with it. Because my Xbox is still sitting in the box waiting for a label so that I can ship it off. But Harlow's Xbox is running real nice.
Damn straight.
His Xbox 360.
Of three.
Yes.
It's like 7 of 9.
Actually, isn't it 1 of 3?
No, I like to consider my slim one number one.
Oh,
now.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah. No, it's not in purchase order. Okay. It's
I got you. Yeah.
Right.
It's I got you.
Actually, in that case, it would be 2 of 3 if we're going purchase order.
Okay. So anyway,
that was far too much explanation.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. It is also the least elite of all your Xboxes, so it is the third. But yeah, so that's running real stringer. Well. Yeah.
Cool. So, I guess, got anything else? Any other public service announcements, guys?
Not a damn thing.
All right, so...
Pre-order Duke Nukem.
Yes.
As I will, as soon as I find out where I can get the biggest, baddest, nastiest collector's edition.
You don't still have your pre-order from 2001?
I didn't pre-order it in 2001 because I didn't have any money.
I hope GameStop still honors those.
They better.
There are people who still have receipts from 2001.
Yeah, I'm trying to dig back in my memory and think of, but I wasn't pre-ordering back then. Nobody fucking pre-ordered back then.
Some people did.
Assholes were pre-ordered back then.
And you don't pre-order people who fell PC for it. Games.
No, people that started the problem that we're in now pre-ordered back then. Yeah. People who like GameStop. There was no GameStop back then. Well, they're not around here. There wasn't EB GameStop games. In 2001, but whatever.
Software, etc.
I want to say probably, 2000, there was probably still Babbage's EB Games.
Babbage's was still open.
God. Maybe. I loved going in Babbage's. Anyway.
Whatever.
Listen to Friends of the Podcast, tvgp.tv, that video game podcast. Also got For Love of Gaming, forlogpc.com, I believe is their website. Gamers with Casts.
Gamers with Casts Network.
Yeah. You can listen to our other show, bmfcast.com. And follow us on Twitter,
NoQuartersNet.
We're on Facebook, so if you really want to add us, you can. But, you know, we kind of don't care about that one. Too much?
No.
We might in a
year.
It
is the wasteland, but...
Yeah. I mean, I just post when we put something up, but that's about it.
Yeah. It's really email us, not something...
Yeah.
What do we have to update, really?
Email us at wheremyskull@noquarters.net.
Spell it any way you like, I guess.
Yeah.
Most ways.
Most ways.
Most ways. Anything else? Am I missing any?
You got Twitter, Facebook, website.
Yeah, Facebook, website, email.
Yeah, we're noquarters.net, by the way, just in case.
Yeah. So I guess that's
somehow
it.
You found us, but don't know how you found us.
If you found us on
subscribe
iTunes,
on iTunes
for No Quarters Net.
No Quarters. Rate us. Review us. So just leave some nice comments. Say, hey, you know what? These guys may be idiots, but they're funny every once in a while.
Right.
Occasionally. Sometimes they get a little too deep into the minutia of dumbass shit. Like what order their Xboxes are.
Yeah, well, that's every... podcast,
you know,
on
and you
can planet.
Put I played Magicka with these guys and they're fucking idiots.
They're the worst Magicka players ever.
At least they're
they
better
blew me
at
up.
Podcasting.
They blew me up over 9,000 times.
Yeah. So let's get out of here.
All right.
Let's.
All right. I am Mackie.
I am the Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we will see you next time
on this motherfucking video game podcast.
No Quarters out.